scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So if you listen to this show for any stretch of time, or if you know me as a personal friend, you know that I am a huge fan of napping.
Mm-hmm. Yes, especially with your pup.
Yes, and well, he forces me to nap sometimes, right. And I give in. So instead of an afternoon caffeine pick-me-up, how about an afternoon relaxation recharge? So there's a spot in New York where busy people can actually take nap breaks instead of coffee breaks.
Genius.
It's a place called Nap York. It's located in Midtown Manhattan, a very busy busy area in New York. And obviously the city that never sleeps, apparently sleeping.
Yeah. Oh, got it. Yeah. Yep.
People pay $10 to sleep in a nap pod for half an hour to relax and relieve stress. And the company says that we wanted to create a place where these busy and exhausted individuals could come and take that break and spend some time focusing on themselves. So a Nap York's marketing director, that's what they said.
Well, I would need more than a half hour, because by the time I settle down enough to fall asleep, we're probably 15 minutes in. But otherwise, yeah. I think it's a fantastic idea. They should have those in airports.
Oh, yeah.
They should have them in shopping malls. They should have them here at work.
I wish I was a company that created the nap pod.
Yeah.
I would sell that everywhere.
Yeah, it should really be available. You should be able, like, walking down the street and be like, you know what? I need a nap. I'm going to climb in this pod, slide and like swipe my credit card.
People would pay for it.
They would.
I mean,
for sure.
Especially like $10 to take a quick nap.
Yeah.
I'd be down with that.
There's been times in my life when I would have paid a lot of money to have a place to lay down.
Okay. Well,
so this is a good business idea. I like it. Here's something I don't like. Apparently, some people love social media so much they would give up pretty much anything for it.
Yeah.
I find that disturbing. A troubling new survey has found that 8% of pet owners would rather give up their pets than give up social media for a year.
Nope.
And what would they have to post about?
Exactly.
There'd be no material.
That is my social media, is my dog.
The survey also found that 7% of people claimed that they would rather get a large tattoo of their ex on their shoulder than give up social media for a year. 57% would rather give up booze for a year. 51% said they'd rather give up coffee. And 36% said they'd rather gain 10 pounds than not check their news feeds. I think that's insanity.
I think we've got a serious problem here.
We do. This is a problem.
These people that like social media that much need to cut the cord. They just need to give up.
Granted, I use it like mindlessly.
Yeah.
But if someone told me, hey, if you stay on Facebook, you're going to gain 10 pounds, I would get off Facebook.
Right.
Or you have to give your pet away.
I'm going to take your dog if you do not right. put your phone down.
Yeah.
It's like you have to choose dog
to choose
or
right
this.
Now.
No, I'm never going to choose that. So I guess I'm on the other side of this whole thing. But
yeah.
Because my social media is literally my dog.
Right. I know. Like your Instagram would basically be nothing.
If yeah, exactly.
Go. So yeah. There you go.
What else did I have? So that's trending topics for this morning.
98.3 The Coast. Trending topics with Johnny and Megan on 98.3 The Coast is brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.